Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Lads to Dads. How are you, Matt?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. We've got some promo information.
Yes, a little bit of housekeeping to start off with.
Yeah.
We've got a promo coming up right now.
Hey, everyone. You're invited to Harpy Hour.
I'm Tracy.
I'm Liz.
I'm Steph.
We are the Harpies, and Harpy Hour is our new podcast featuring ridiculous stories in history, science, and entertainment.
Were you ever suspicious that pigeons were secretly spying on you? How do you know who to eat first if you survive a shipwreck?
Do problematic musicals send you into an uncontrollable rage?
If so, then Harpy Hour might be your new favorite podcast. That's H-A-R-P-Y for Harpy, and new episodes air every Tuesday wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can also find us on all social media at Harpy Hour Pod.
And check us out on HarpyHourPodcast.com.
Okay, bye!
Well, that was good, wasn't it? Sounds good.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a very interesting podcast.
Yeah. It's like the polar opposite of us, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like, we're English, mm-hmm. They're American.
Yep.
They're women, we're men.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might be a man.
Yeah, and then also they're, like, ridiculously happy. And
you're a grumpy old northerner.
Morose, yeah.
But yeah, check out the Harpy Hour podcast, guys. Give the girls a listen. Great work, girls.
Well done, girls. So, yeah, what's been going on this week?
Well, I've been having a bit of jip with my knee, mate.
Right.
Okay. Which I don't know what I've been doing a lot of, like, you know, back in the fitness regime, trying to get the hill sprints in, trying to get the miles up. Cause like I said, I might have gone a bit too hard early doors. Like, you know, I want to do like maybe triathlon near the end of the year. If whatever's, you know, I can book.
Yeah.
So I've been doing some hill sprints. I did some hill sprints the other day thinking, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do 20.
Yeah.
Did six. Right. Went home straight away.
What's a hill sprint then? Is that just running uphill and then running back down again?
No, sprinting up a hill.
All right, yeah.
Running. But yeah, it's so I've been like doing these sprints, just, you know, trying to get the cardiovascular going.
Better views of the city.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Could look over as I'm fucking chundering down this hill, I can look over at the lovely scenery of Portsmouth.
Yeah.
But yeah, my knee's been playing up. So I have decided again. I don't know, you told you about my ribs, didn't I? I broke my rib.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah, so I got this stuff, got this CBD oil I was using for my rib. And I think you told me about it. And I thought, oh, God, I don't want to get stoned. I don't want to be at work stoned as a fucking fart.
Yeah.
But obviously, I got THC in it, so it's just all the healing powers and all that. So I used it for my ribs. Mind you, I had two fractured ribs and wiped out 90% of the pain.
Well, this is the thing, because I wrote a blog about it recently. We've just actually got a sponsor, haven't we?
We sure have.
And I think the reason behind us taking this sponsor, because we didn't want any Tom, Dick and Harry, did we? We just wanted to leave the sponsorship.
Tried and tested stuff, that's what we want.
Yeah, we just wanted to sort of leave the sponsorship stuff for a while and until some of that really fit with us. And at the very point when me and you started looking at this CBD stuff, because, mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted a little bit of a mood lifter. I wanted a bit of sort of just calm my mind. I like to do all my, like, buddies and meditating stuff and all that. Like, I don't, like, I mean, not hippie, but, you know, I like to just relax a bit. And make sure I'm not getting, you know, road rage and, you know, all that type of stuff. And anyway, I digress.
Yep.
I said to you, I said, look, why don't you try, when you said about your ribs, why don't you try this CBD?
And I did, mate, and to be fair, you told me about the CBD oil, so I made a purchase, got some, and obviously now I've done my knee, and I am going to be getting on Silverback CBD, going on their website.
Because you rang me, didn't you, and said, my ribs, honestly, but about half an hour later, 45 minutes later, you rang me and was like, my ribs, honestly, they're just...
Mate, yeah, about 45 minutes to an hour after, and mind you know, took the drops underneath my tongue, and... That night, I could lay on that side.
It's mental.
Absolutely mental. So I will be doing another purchase for CBD oil from Silverback CBD.
Yeah. I was speaking to Mark, who runs it, because I wanted to, again, make sure that we were with the right people and everything else like that. And the stuff, I mean, you go into Holland Barrett and all these places to get it, and you just get the, like...
You get the basic shit. Yeah. You want something that's tried and tested, and it does the actual does what it says on the tin.
He's honestly, he's got all sorts of stuff. He's got CBD, CBG, or whatever it is. That's even better stuff. This Cijat, I don't know how to say it, but we'll soon find out.
Yeah,
that's like this super antioxidant, super stuff. He's got all these. They sell all the gummies, the balms, make your skin look nice. I've got it for my face.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look radiant.
Thank you, mate. I'm glowing now. so anyway, enough of, enough of bigging up Silverback CBD.
Yep.
We don't need to big them up anymore.
No.
If you want to buy it, if you want to go on Silverback CBD.
Where can they go to get it, Matt?
Well, on the blog, we've stuck a link.
Click on the link.
This is our little link. If you click on that link... You actually receive a 10% discount on your orders.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, because I said, look, we don't want to be sponsoring anyone unless the listeners
are going to benefit.
Again, some it back.
Exactly.
So have a click on the link and then use the promo code, all capitals, the lads to dads PO, all one word.
What do you reckon the PO meant? Do you reckon it just was a cut off of letters and he just didn't put the podcast?
Yeah, I think so. Lads to dad.
So lads to dad,
he got really distracted with something and he was like, lads to dad, use that promo code and jobs are good and get yourself 10% discount.
Nice.
Get some good stuff. So this week, what have you been up to?
Well, work wise
I've
had a little bit of a weird thing that's happened to me this week at work,
right?
So I was in a customer's house, you know, plumbing and gas engineer. I can't remember what I was doing, really. That's a bad sign, isn't it? We go to someone's job and you're like, fuck, am I meant to do it? What, you want me to move that? Fuck. So, yeah, what I was doing, I was taking off some radiators and moving them around. They didn't want that, but that's what I fancied doing. So I went to, drain down, all that sort of malarkey, and then I needed to go to the toilet. And obviously, kids are all at home, aren't they, homeschooling?
Yeah.
They got a little girl who's two, she's coming up two, same age as like my youngest. I'm in the downstairs loo, out of nowhere, I'm sat there, pants down, on the throne, door opens.
Right, so I just want to set the scene here. You're a plumber in somebody's house
and
doing work for them,
and
you've gone and dropped the kids off at the pool.
Oh, yeah, but not like, wait a bit, it's like 9:05, bosh.
Right, back in there, christened the toilet. First, was it the first poo in the toilet? Had you just put the toilet in and you'd christened it?
No. I wouldn't be doing it on one of my toilets, it's a fucking leak. But no, I sat down and I was there on my phone.
Hang on, not only that, you're supposed to be working and you sat on their toilet on your phone.
Having a fag, yeah.
Top grafter.
Yeah. Drinking my Baileys. But no, I sat there, pants down, knees out, the door opens.
Right.
And I thought, what's going on here? And the little girl's poked her head round, left the door wide open and just stood in front of me, looking at me. And I was like, I'm covering up. But the worst thing is I was dangling, like one of the I was about to cut off, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right.
So she's staring at me, and all you hear is swear down. And then she ran out of the room.
She just did not say anything. Just
left the door open.
Stood there,
but
like
the door is, I can't reach it.
Right.
So I'm there, and I'm like, what do I do?
And she just stood there like the twins on The Shining.
And then I can hear the mum go, oh, come upstairs. Oh, I'll come get you. And she's coming down the stairs. And I'm like, so I'm bollock naked. Well, I'm not bollock naked because I'm not naked having a poo. Yeah.
Some people do strip off to go for a poo. Yeah.
And so I was like, what? So I'm like, She just opened the door. She goes, do you want me to get it for you? And I was like, no! So I leant over, pulled the door shut. She goes, oh, I hope she didn't walk in using the toilet. I was like, no. She's like, oh, were you on the toilet? I was like, no. So I went back in there for breeze the fuck out of it. And yeah, mate, and the little girl was just like staring, like looking at me all weird all day. And I was like, I won't be coming back for further work here, I don't think.
That's the awkward thing though as well, isn't it? Because it doesn't matter if you've left an absolute stinker in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
If you Febreze the shit out of it,
mm-hmm.
you're effectively saying, I've done a stinker anyway.
Yeah, I'm still scarred mentally. And now, every time I go to the toilet in someone's house, I make sure that...
Double wipe.
I can hold the door shut. Because I thought, what's going to happen? I'm going to fall off the toilet. Cut-off's going to land in my knickers. And I'm going to have to go home because I put in my pants. But yeah, enough of that sort of stuff. How are you then, Matt? So tell me... this moan that you were, because you started moaning about something.
I was telling you before we started, wasn't I? I mean,
yeah, I'm just sick of listening to that. I'm not having this on me. I'm going to share it with the listeners.
Well, it's not so much that. It's just I've got a little bit of a moan this week, and not for the first time. And it's about the plastic bags, right?
Mm.
It's just starting to do my head in. You know when you go to Asda or whatever?
Yeah, well, I shop at Sainsbury's because I make a few quid.
Yeah, I shop at Asda because I'm tight. There's like there's a woman who stands there. You know when you self-service checkouts?
Yeah.
Right, they either stand there holding them or they put them on like, they hook them over the edge or something and you have to go and grab them yourself. And it does make it in anyway. And if I've got Autumn with me,
mm-hmm.
right, first of all, we're going through a COVID pandemic, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere near people. I don't want to then have to be going close to someone to share something they've touched and I've touched to grab this bag.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it next to the checkout. Where, you know, leave it where I can just grab, just leave some. I'm not going to nick them, right? Stop thinking I'm going to nick your plastic bags. Mm. If I was going to nick anything, I'd nick the shopping.
Have you ever thought of maybe taking your own bag?
Moronic, right? No, well, yeah, I know that the whole point of this is to let you take your own bag, but I forget I've got a cupboard full of bags in my
everyone's
kitchen.
Everyone's got one in their cupboard, isn't they? Kitchen.
And the reason everyone's got them is because everyone forgets to take the bag. So anyway, I had Autumn with me.
Yeah.
And she's only little. As you know, she's really little. There's lots of people around. Mm-hmm. I don't want to leave her next to the checkout.
No.
I'm really paranoid that she just gets snatched because she's... Yeah. She's an absolute diamond, right? And I can see if I was, like, snatching kids, I'd go straight for her.
Yeah.
So
that's all behind you now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's forgotten about. And I've been through therapy for that, right? So I don't want to leave her next to this checkout.
No.
And there was this woman over at the other end, and I was like, excuse me.
Yeah, why do you do that? Why do you, like... You want to shout for someone, but you do that thing. You go, excuse me. Like,
yeah.
So they, why don't you just go, excuse me?
Yeah, well, that's what happened. The other woman saw as well. That happened today when the other woman saw me, like, trying to catch her eye. Well, they just shout at her. We're in a supermarket, not a library.
Exactly.
So anyway, I said, excuse me. Right?
And then, excuse me.
Right? So then the lady caught my eye. And, right, this woman.
Of course she caught your eye.
This woman. I'm not being funny or out. And I know I don't want to sound rude, but that's her job, right? Mm-hmm. She stood there to make sure the checkouts are all right.
Yeah.
Like, press the button that says staff when it goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's, like, fuming because it's, like, unexpected item in bagging area. She has to, like, that's
fucking
what she...
Hell, you got that down to a T,
right? Yeah. That's what she wanted to do, right? So anyway, I'm not asking her to do anything out of the ordinary. I said, excuse me, can I have a bag... A bag, please.
She probably thought you were fucking, you lost the plot, mate.
She thinks I've got a Tourette's, right?
Can someone get that weird man a bag, please? I think he snatched that kid.
So I said, can I have a bag, please?
Yeah.
Right? And she's gotten behind there on a pole, hung over a pole.
Oh.
And she went, turned around and pointed at the bag.
Didn't say anything, just pointed.
Didn't bring me one over. She just pointed at it and went, so I went, nah.
No.
So I went, nah. So she went, and then she got really angry.
Did she give it the double point?
Literally looked at my face. Yeah, really, really angrily pointed and went... So I went... And then so she pointed, double pointed angrily at the bags.
Yeah.
So now I put on an angry face, turned around and double pointed at Autumn.
Yeah.
And I was like, not leaving her, right? So then she's going, get the bags. And I'm going, not leaving her. And she was like, can't leave my station, right? So they're going back and forth like this. And then I just stood there. And in the end.
You were there 3 hours and the police took you home.
Literally. I mean, this was all over about 20 seconds. But I went, And I did the French thing, you know, where people go, like they, they're like the confused hands up.
Hands in the air,
an emoji for it, So I just did that, as if to be like, well, what are we going to do now?
Yeah, who's going to back down? Because it's not going to be me, bitch.
And then I just...
just glass face, staring at her.
Yeah, just complete and utter nothing.
Well, I know all the listeners want to know, how did it end?
She brought me a bag over.
Oi, oi!
And then when she brought me a bag over, as if none of that had happened, I went, I'm so sorry, I just couldn't leave her at the checkout.
You fucking backed down.
Yeah, well, I didn't back out, back
you
down.
You should have gone, just, thank you.
I just pretended absolutely nothing had happened in a really British way, and she went... oh, it's okay. I just didn't want to leave my post. And I said, no, no, it's fine. And then we just carried on with
then
our lives.
Then you gave her a £20 tip.
Yeah, it was almost like we were getting everything out in a really passive-aggressive way.
Yeah.
And then we were back to being British people again. You know in Waitrose?
Yeah.
When you shop in Waitrose, they don't even have a wear, right? They don't even have
skills.
They just
trust you, don't they?
They literally just trust you. They don't even... there's no unexpected bags in the area. There's no... there's literally bags next to you. They trust you.
Hey, fucking please take one. I remember going to Waitrose a while back, and there were the fucking scouts bagging up my clothes, my shopping.
Yeah.
I was like... you know they like bag it yourself?
Yeah.
Waitrose got that down. A load of scouts, a load of young boys, spotty face. All like, oh, I'll put your bananas in. Yeah. You know, I was like, this is what it's all about. You go to ask and you got to deal with that shit.
I refuse. I only go to Waitrose if I need some speciality. Right? I got some coconut flour the other day, right?
Yeah.
And I thought...
what'd you do with that?
Well, I love a pizza, you know I do.
Yeah.
I needed a pizza and I'm on this low-carb thing. Right, so I thought, how can I get a pizza down? I'm always looking for shortcuts.
Yeah.
I thought, how can I get a pizza down with me? So first, I started off with a no-base pizza. I just got loads of mozzarella stuck in a pan and put some peppers in and everything else like that.
Any good?
A bit of tomato sauce. Absolutely beautiful.
I bet.
And then I thought, come on, you're a grown-up. Do this properly. Get some base on it. Yeah.
You wet your whistle with a little bit of pizza. Now you want the real fucking thing.
Yeah, I wanted a big, dirty... sticky face. What is it?
I don't know what that was. Big sturdy.
It is the dirty base. Yeah, I just wanted a dirty base, right? So I got coconut flour.
Yeah.
And you just get cheese, bit of coconut flour, make it. But you can only get it from Waitrose, obviously. You're not getting that from Asda,
Quicksave
or whatever. So, yeah, that's the only time I ever shopped there. And quite frankly, it is like a beautiful...
when you went in there, did you like... does your persona change? Do you like say hello to other shoppers and stuff? You never get that in Asda's, do you?
Yeah.
You just fucking bombard each other, trolley fighting.
You turn into our thing, right?
You have a pipe?
I went in my slippers, but it's... again,
I went in my fox hunting gear.
Yeah.
With my horse all over the place.
I just went in the full-blown ghillie suit. Just hiding in the gardening bit.
Hello! Could you show me where the coconut oil is?
That's what I actually had to ask. I was like, is it, can you...
and I bet she knew straight away where it was.
Instantly, right? You would not get this in Asda. She didn't. I think she was like a part-time worker that was there during the pandemic.
They're trained properly there, aren't they?
Yeah. So she was doing all that and she said, I'm sorry, if it's not out, it's not out. So I was like, okay. And then I had a little look and I genuinely did change, right? Because I'd never done this in Asda or Lidl. I went back. There was this other woman looking for gluten-free flour or whatever.
Yeah.
She was around there and you could tell she was dead rich. She just stunk of rich. She was like... she's this Asian lady and she looked like, you know, the Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Have you seen that film?
No.
Well, she was like the Crazy Rich Asians, the Bling Empire thing that's on Netflix at the moment. She was like that, right?
Yeah.
She's there, she's looking for like gluten-free everything. She's got all sorts of like, the rich people have all sorts of diseases, don't they? Like, not diseases, what they're called
diseases.
Then.
Diseases.
No, they're called. They're, like, rich people are like allergic to bad food, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're like...
oh, no, I can't... yeast. I can't have yeast.
Oh, can't touch it.
Oh, no, I can't have pizza.
Fat content's going to make me absolutely blow.
Oh, so, I won't fit in my Ferrari.
She's there panicking about her, like, flour and how much gluten it's got in it.
And you go, I'm making pizza.
I was like, no, I said it and she went...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Sorry to disturb, but what is it that you're looking for? Sorry. So I said,
did you turn to posh Matt or did you go Asda Matt?
Well, at
first, why don't you mind your own fucking business?
No, I went into posh Matt, and like all posh people, I started off with a exhale
with a joke. No, or an exhale.
Exhale laugh. Right, so I said, it's coconut flour that I'm looking for. So he said, so she said, oh, what's that for? So I said, you don't know. It's basically to make a carb-free, big, dirty, stinking base. So then she said, I might try something. And then I went over, and then I went, and I'd never do this in Asda. Mm. I went, just in case anybody wants to know about it, I've found the coconut oil. It was just on that shelf up there. It's just on the top, just in case anybody else asks. And then she said, so sorry, could you reach it for me? Because I'm a bit small. So I said, yes, of course. And then I grabbed it, and then we both walked off and went, ha! And then that
was it. If you had anything about you, and she goes, I can't quite reach, you should have got on all fours and told her to put her feet on your back.
I can't get on all fours because when I go to Waitrose, I wear salmon trousers and they're really tight.
So, Matt, we've got a little game you want to play.
Yes. Underrated, overrated, properly rated.
Right.
Right. So I'll just read a few things out, and you can tell me if you think they're underrated, overrated, properly rated. And then you can reel some off if you want me, and then I'll do the same. Let's have a look. Is it underrated, overrated, or has it been properly rated?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean by the underrated, overrated, properly rated?
Underrated shit. Rated, overrated is... No, underrated is...
People don't give enough credit. Okay.
I'm glad we went over the rules.
I know, but I just wanted to double check. Right, pizza.
Properly rated.
Okay.
Not the coconut shit one you made.
No, properly one.
Yeah.
So you would say sourdough, beautifully, like it's got bubbles popping out of everything. It's properly rated.
Yeah, properly rated.
Okay.
Right, what would you say?
Well, I'm a massive pizza lover, so I'd say it's underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... But that's a love.
Well, properly rated, not good then.
No, properly rated is it's been rated with the exact right amount. I knew we'd have to go over the rules.
Fucking hell.
Right, so properly rated. I'm
people
not like,
listen to this going, are these two thick bastards?
Why do we give these two thick cunts on time? Right, so it's properly rated. I'm not being like, that's properly rated, mate. It's not like proper. That's a proper rated.
Right? That piece is proper.
Yeah, not in that way. I mean, like. Like, is it being adequately rated? Is it like, is it properly, is it like not too Not overrated, not underrated. Just in the middle. All right, it's just in the middle.
Yeah, like, got
probably,
it.
Right, okay.
All right, underrated
pizza,
then.
Underrated. Don't let my reaction steer your... Right, love.
Can we go over the rules again? Love. Rated. Properly rated.
Avocados.
Overrated.
Oral sex.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Properly rated?
No, like
no, no, properly rated.
Properly rated.
Giving or receiving?
Receiving.
Let me cast my mind back to what it is like.
For me, it's underrated. I mean, it's overrated for me. Honestly.
I just think like, if a girl is down there, right?
Yeah.
So look, like you're looking down and you know you see like they're doing the job, but imagine like they're looking up seeing like a bit of white tit in their head. You know what I mean? it's probably underrated for me, but like overrated for them.
To be fair, I mean I think it's the same for a bloke, isn't it? It depends how like what the girl is and everything else. I mean, what you're seeing is what you know.
Do you not put your head in?
Oh, get down there, yeah. Mm. What I'm saying is, like, same way as a girl, if she's, like, looking up, what she might see...
See, like, a... Yeah.
If the girl you're with just had a Sunday dinner, she's just, like, bloated to shit.
Like, your gravy in a belly button.
Yeah, she's, like, smothering you. Like, it's just... It can be either way, but...
Yeah.
Receiving it, personally, for me, I think it's overrated. Like, people are, like, giving it as if it's God's gift to everything. Yeah. And in
all
reality...
Right, yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, yeah.
Save an argument.
Okay. Nando's.
Oh, I do like a Nando's, though. Yeah. Properly rated.
Yeah, I think properly rated. Mm-hmm. It's like, it gets a lot of hype.
Oh, yeah, it's just, theoretically, just chicken and chips.
Yeah.
But they do
it's good.
And the halloumi there.
Yeah. New Year's Eve.
Fucking overrated.
Absolutely overrated, isn't it? Oh, here we go. Everyone's obsession with bacon.
Mate, you know my stance on bacon. I'm like the opposite of a Muslim in this. I fucking love it.
So for you, it's underrated bacon.
Bacon's well underrated.
I mean, it gets a lot of hype, but it's still at your case, right?
Yeah, but there's types. Let's go into this, though.
Yeah, okay.
You've got the smoked bacon. You've got, like, I don't like this fucking crisply shit that, you know, like the Americans do. Like, they go like, yeah, bacon and waffles and pancakes. Bacon and pancakes. And it's like the crisp looks like a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking like, bacon looks like a fucking ear. That's what I'm looking like.
Ooh.
Crispy fat on the grill, sizzling away. 9 pieces of that and a bit of brie with a little bit of cranberry and a baguette. Fucking have some of that, John.
Maybe you could send some across to me.
Right, I will give you a couple right now. Radiators.
Absolutely underrated.
OnlyFans.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Well, yeah, why do I want to?
If you're Northern, you won't subscribe.
Why do I want to pay for it? It's free on the internet.
Yeah. If you use the internet for that, which I think is quite scandalous.
Actually, I saw like a meme the other day, and I'm genuinely thinking about setting it up as a business.
What's that then?
OnlyGrands. So it's instead of OnlyFans, it's OnlyGrands. And what it does is.
You get grandmas to do kinky shit.
No, we get grandmas to do stuff that you wish your grandma would teach you, i.e., like how to cook. Like you'll get an Italian section with Italian grands who are teaching you how to cook like the best pasta.
Mm.
Or like.
I can see this is going to take off, mate.
Like old ladies doing things like teaching you how to sew and stuff.
Like gum jobs.
Gum jobs. OnlyGrands.
Yeah.
Instead of OnlyFans, OnlyGrands.
Yeah.
Keeps them busy during lockdown.
Yeah.
And also, just gets done.
The Big Mac.
Patty itself. The actual burger. Rubbish. Really rubbish. Now, if you said Big Mac sauce, I'd say absolutely underrated.
Oh, but
Big Mac collectively, overrated.
Cinemas.
Properly rated.
You love a cinema. You go on your own, don't you?
Yeah, I love sitting in the cinema.
When you first told me that you went on your own, I was like, what a fucking... No, I went, what a fucking... We're at uni, and you're like, you just come in. I was like, where have you been? You're like,
I've been to the cinema.
And I was like, is everything all right, Matt? You're like, yeah. I remember closing my door going, what a fucking loser. Now I'm thinking, mate, get me... I'd love to go on my own.
Mate, there's literally nothing better. And I'm glad I discovered it early on, because here's the
great
thing.
Great find from you.
Here's the thing, right. First off, people who take people on dates to the cinema, stop. Because what you're doing is you're turning around to that person and going, I can't be bothered to talk to you.
Yeah.
Or I'm too unconfident to talk to you, so I'm going to sit in silence in the dark with you for 2.5 hours. Wow. Gripping date. Second of all, I don't like when I go to the cinema to have that same awkward chat Like, you have small talk, even with your best mate, like, afterwards. Even, like, you normally, you say the same thing. It's all right, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, what did you think of that?
What do you think of that?
I like this scene, I like that. Yeah. I like the bit where she's got her tit out.
No one wants to describe what they thought of this film. We both saw it.
Mm.
Like, we both saw the film.
Yeah.
We both probably thought the same thing. Second of all, you have to, like, share your cup holder next to the person.
And the only reason you came was to split the parking fee.
That's the only reason I'd go with anybody.
Yeah, because you go, like, Gunwharf down Portsmouth, you go to the cinema, you come out, it's like fucking 42 quid.
Yeah, let's share petrol and go there together.
Yeah, and let's not talk on the way home. In fact, sit in the back.
Don't talk about the film, we both saw it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going on your own, you literally get to really enjoy it. You don't get people trying to talk to you halfway through, because sometimes you can make the mistake, not knowing, going to the cinema with somebody who talks during the film. That's socially awkward. Everybody else is looking around, and you don't want to be like, "Mate, can you just not talk well?" Because everyone else is looking
into the future, what you could be dealing with.
Yeah, you might get a wrestler.
So he killed him.
Yeah. Oh, now if you're asking me questions about the film, Jerry.
Oh God, we could do a whole section on this now, couldn't we?
Well, yeah, watch it. I mean, this is the beauty of overrated, underrated, right? Watch it. Because I'm watching it, you're not concentrating, and if you bloody dare get your phone out in the middle of the cinema, it brights up. Don't get your phone out.
No.
Keep your phone in your pocket. If you can't not go on your phone for 2 or 3 hours, we're not suitable.
You're gone.
Yeah.
You don't have to share your snacks either. It's got like a hot dog in there, you know what I mean? Slippery sausage. Sorry, what? And then a little bit of popcorn.
Sorry, we're talking about penises again.
But because I'm a bit of a tight ass like you, instead of buying it in the cinema, I'll come ready made, mate.
Just to let you know about this, I've done the research.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was a rumour made up by the cinema people so that people would buy it. You are completely within the law of bringing in your...
So I could rock up with the old Weber barbecue I've got in the garden and just fucking start grilling steaks.
You could literally masking tape them to your forehead while you pay for the ticket. And still they could say nothing. Absolutely nothing that says you can't bring your own stuff in.
Mm.
But what I do recommend is, please bring in potentially A, something that's not crunchy, and B, something that's not got a loud wrapper. I.e., I don't know, just a suggestion, Harry Burr's wrapped in cling film.
Another one then. We'll do a couple more and then we'll move on, because I'm sure the listeners listening are going, fuck me, when's the next bit coming through? David Attenborough.
Completely underrated.
Yeah, he's a fucking G, isn't he?
He could be hyped to the moon and he still would be underrated.
What would you do if David Attenborough, you walked in and David Attenborough's like having an affair with your mum?
I wouldn't crack on, sir.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd narrate it.
Yeah. How do you like it? Having on people.
Here we have an elderly man with his liver spotted hands deep inside my mother.
Liver spotted hands.
And we'll do one more then. KFC bargain bucket.
KFC bargain bucket. No, properly rated. I like a Big Daddy meal.
Oh yeah, you do. You are what you eat, aren't you?
Yeah. And just quickly, Netflix.
Properly rated.
Properly rated. Okay.
Because speaking of Netflix, I'm on the Queen's Gambit.
Okay. So we're going to do our reviews.
I'm trying to get out of the previous section.
Yeah.
But I ain't finished it yet. I've got 2 more episodes. Short series. So if people listening like want to get into something, get their they've got a couple of nights off from work or whatever, and they want to get their teeth into something gripping and good. It's about fucking chess, right? I'm gripped to it. I was thinking, what the fuck? What's all that? Mate, it's boss. It is good.
Can I be honest? When I just heard what it was called, I thought it was a porno involving the Queen.
Oh.
I thought it was her gambit. She was getting a gambit out.
Is that what gambit is, a fanny?
No, actually, from what I know about chess, the Queen's Gambit is an opening move that's hard to beat. Is that right?
I don't know. I haven't watched the end yet. But she's fucking done at chess, mate.
Oh, sorry. If I just spelt the ending with my chess knowledge.
That's one of your biggest downfalls. You know too much about chess. But no, she... she's an orphan.
Yeah.
And, like, she's fucking weird. And she's, like, addicted to some, like, tranquilizer stuff. But she takes tranquilizer so she can play chess in her head.
Right, okay. So without giving anything away to the listeners, I'm halfway through the first episode and I saw that she's an orphan and it seems to me that a lot of her like problems, maybe her drug addiction, everything else like that, I've noticed they have been giving her pills in this orphanage. Yep. So I guess a lot of like her issues come from her trauma. Yeah. A lot of it's on mental health as well.
Yeah. She definitely, well, obviously, you know, her mum died and all that, but it's a good watch, but there's a lot to it. And if you're not up in your chess knowledge, some of it will go over your fucking head, like 95% of it I've watched. But it's actually quite good. It's gripping me at the moment. So I've got a couple more episodes. I will. I'm gonna give.
Please do. There's no point in us reviewing it if you're not gonna give it a review. Let's go.
I'm gonna give it a 3.7 out of 5.
Ooh. Let's see next week if that changes once you see the ending.
Oh god, I can't wait for next week.
Okay. So I've been laying off it a little bit.
You've stopped wanking then, have you?
I've not had time to watch a lot of stuff, but I will review a TV programme that I enjoy watching.
Go on then, what is it?
And I watched the latest episode, and every time I watch an episode, I was like, I cannot wait for a new episode to come out. That is 24 Hours in Police Custody.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, right, it's Black Widow, about a woman who splits up with her husband.
Yeah.
And basically, they're trying to catch her paying for somebody to kill her ex-husband.
Right.
She's had loads of boyfriends since. She's a bit of a Black Widow. I won't give too much away, obviously, but she's a bit nutty.
Yeah, well, sounds it.
Her latest boyfriend, who she met online, thought she was cheating on him, so he hid a tape recorder in the cupboard. So luckily, he was paranoid, jealous, everything else that, which isn't a great thing.
No, a great start, isn't
but
it?
But in this situation, it was perfect. She heard him, and you hear the recording.
Yeah.
And she has got someone round her house who she's cheating on him with. Mm-hmm. But then she's like, who are all these naughty boys, you know, then that could potentially, you know, if I could get somebody sorted out, could you do that for me? And he was like, depends what do you mean and all this lot.
Yeah.
And then she goes into it all. And then
fucking
he's like,
hell.
Yeah. And, but he, I won't give too much away, but he's a bit of a wrong'un, but he's also a bit slow. And you sort of feel a little bit sorry for the guy who was going to get done.
So basically, if you're gonna talk about stuff like that, check your cupboards first.
Always check your cupboards.
No tape recorder in here.
But it's mad to think that she's the one that's trying to get it done, but all he was doing was sort of, the other guy was just showing off a little bit and just being like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And just by saying, yeah.
This fucking...
Conspiracy to Murder. Definite watch. I'm going to give that a 4.8 out of 5.
4.8? Yeah. Fucking hell. That's up there with the... You've had a great couple of weeks with Soul. Yeah. That was a 5.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I went 5. And then 4.8. If it's that good, mate, I'm on it. But anyway, I want to say thanks, Matt, for taking the time out to talk to me today. and so, share your knowledge.
Can I, just before we wrap up...
Yeah.
I just want
to say... Do you say that to girls? Sorry.
That's my opening gambit.
just before we wrap up, when you got boner in hand. Right, go on, yeah, carry on.
I just think there needs to be a special mention for how bloody good you've done with everything to do with your, you know, like going through your drinking, through and everything else like that, you're stuck quitting drinking, your teetotalness. Because I don't think it's said enough, how bloody good you've done. And as you may, I just want to say...
Oh, mate, thank you very much.
You've done absolutely amazingly.
And you know, it's things like that, you know, it's an ongoing battle.
Yeah.
But, you know, the big dog's winning at the moment.
You are, and not only is it, it's hard enough during lockdown, and stress, doing everything else, that it's hard enough, cutting out all that stuff and beating addiction. But on top of that, you're improving yourself.
Yeah.
You look great in a PE teacher. You look fresh. You've got your sporting gear on. You've lost a bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin looks good. Your hair's slicked.
Mate, my hair. This is the thing about look. I'm clocking for a haircut.
Yeah, well, it doesn't show, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate.
You look really good.
Mate, that's very kind of you. That's and might I add, you look grand too. Appreciate if you put a top on. But anyway, thank you very much, guys, for listening. I've been Ben from Lads to Dads.
And I've been Matt.
Take care. See you now.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well,
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.